We will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is, now we finally have someone who can authoritatively tell me, is it OSHA or OSIA? OSHA, okay. It is OSHA Network LLC. Are you Mr. Sack? We are delighted to have you here. Draft Advisory Opinion 2018-13. There are two drafts. Ms. Wallstriker.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair Weintraub. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda documents 1849A and 1849B are alternative draft responses to an advisory opinion request submitted by OSHA Network LLC. OSHA Network is a for-profit entity that plans to make available to political committees infrastructure that would allow supporters of the political committees to use their computing power to participate in a cryptocurrency mining pool. OSHA Network would convert the proceeds of the mining pool to U.S. dollars and transfer those amounts minus a fee to the political committees. OSHA Network asks a number of questions about its proposal, including its permissibility under the Act and Commission regulations and how it would be characterized and reported. Both drafts conclude that the proposed activity does not fall within the volunteer internet activity exemption from the definition of a contribution, as suggested by the requester. Draft A concludes that both the individuals and the requester would make contributions, while Draft B concludes that only the individuals would make contributions, and OSHA Network, as a commercial vendor providing a service to the recipient political committees for a commercially reasonable fee, would not make any contributions. Both drafts conclude that only individuals who may make contributions may participate in the mining pool. And the drafts further conclude, both drafts further conclude, that participating political committees will be required to report contributions received, while the requester will not have any reporting obligations. And there are no restrictions on how the requester may sell mined cryptocurrency. We received two comments on the request, three comments on draft A, and no comments on draft B. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Do we have any questions for either our counsel or Mr. Sack or discussion on either of the drafts? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd be interested to hear from counsel about the thoughts on the drafts that have been introduced, draft A and draft B. To hear your thoughts on the reasoning that's and the proposed answers. Here's your opportunity to allow the commission to hear your thinking.
Mr. Sack.
Mr. Sack, excuse me, can I ask you to hit that red button just in front of you? Till it turns green? Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be here and speak to you today and for all of the various scheduling accommodations we needed to make because of the shutdown and some other considerations. So I don't want to really belabor arguments that we've made at some length in comments on draft A. What we have before us is draft B, and I've gone over that very carefully with my client. And we are prepared to accept draft B and ask the commission to adopt draft B unanimously.
It's the only way we can adopt anything these days.
Absolutely, of course. I'm sorry to be redundant. But obviously what we're looking for is a pathway forward that can that has a consensus in support of the commission. So in that light, we'd ask the commission to adopt draft B and provides clarity, which is very important in a situation like this.
Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm wondering if we might take just a very brief recess to just discuss one issue offline and sure. Just amongst Commissioners, just to see if we might be able to, again, find a way that we can get four votes on this. So
four votes is always desirable. We will stand in recess, hopefully for not very long.
Yes.
Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Mr. Sack, for your patience in having us go over things. The I'm going to be able to support the draft as well. I think it provides you useful guidance in terms of how you can conduct your activities in compliance with the regulations and in compliance with the statute. Obviously, this touches upon the internet exception, and the definite and what constitutes an internet activity and what is the use of equipment and services for uncompensated internet activities. And this doesn't, as I believe the explanation and justification and the internet exception rule points out, that not every incidental use of the internet necessarily falls within that exception. And I think that I think the analysis is correct that for why these mining pools don't fit within the sorts of activities that are contemplated by the regulation. And so I think that while on the one hand you're getting a no answer, I think that in the larger picture it's giving you meaningful guidance as to how to conduct your business in a way that's in compliance with the regs that would allow you to move forward with your business model. And again, out of the interest of finding four votes and speaking on a consensus basis as much as possible, I'm willing to support draft B.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. I too am going to support draft B. We had draft A and we were looking at it and it didn't seem quite right. And after a lot of internal discussions and back and forth with the lawyers, we came up with draft B a number of weeks ago. Actually, it was longer ago than that. It was circulating in the building for a while before we were able to make it public. But, you know, it's been public, I think, since April 10th. So I think you had a fair shot at reviewing it, and the public has had a fair shot at it.
Yes, we don't quarrel with that.
As one of the authors of the internet regulation, Michael Toner and I literally wrote that together. I think that this accurately reflects both the regulation's words and the intent behind those words. This is not a volunteer. The activities don't fall into the volunteer exception. But I do think that the draft B does accurately set forth how the regulation applies in this case. And I'm happy that we're going to be able to give you some clarity on this, and as well as the rest of the public. So I, too, will support draft B. Any other comments? Commissioner Walter?
You know, for a minute there, I wasn't so sure it was going to happen, but I'm glad we're going to support Plan B here. And again, thank you. I think I'm a little bit surprised because I wasn't sure what your reaction was going to be, but I'm glad you're telling us to go ahead with it.
Commissioner Hunter?
I, too, will support draft B.
Thank you.
I would just say I found it to be a very interesting legal and policy issue, but rule one for litigators is if you get a result that's satisfactory, you stop talking.
Exactly.
That's what I'm going to do now.
Well,
and thank you very much for your careful attention.
We are glad that you find it satisfactory. Mr. Vice Chairman, would you like to make a motion?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. In consideration of advisory opinion request 2018-13, submitted by Ocean Network LLC, I move approval of draft B, which is set forth in agenda document number 18-49-B.
Vice Chairman has moved approval of draft B, agenda document 18-49-B, in response to the advisory opinion request by Ocean Network LLC by Mr. Sack here. Advisory opinion request 2018-13. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 The motion passes unanimously. I love it when that happens. Thank you, Mr. Sack.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I'd like to thank Ms. Wallstriker, who did an excellent job with her kids here in the room today.
Yes,
so they got
I hope
they got
they're
to see you in action.
Yeah, and I should say I'm very appreciative of the work of the staff and the good working relationship that I had with them throughout the whole process. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for that. We know we have great staff, but it's always nice to hear it from other folks as well. Thank you.